Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Good evening, podcast audience. Tonight, I figured we start the attic just a little different. No music, just an intro. Hey, listen, I've got my cast with me, and let me tell you a little something about the people who helped put this show together. I've got my big brother, the messenger. I've got my baby sister, baby sis, and we have Nurse Carmen also in the family. Hey, we get together every week and try to give you some entertaining perspectives on some real shit. Now, again, some of the responses you get from this show might make sense. Some of them going to make you say, damn, what was he drinking before he said that? But that's the purpose of my podcast. So, without any further ado, hey, Cass, how's everybody doing tonight?
Hello there.
Hello, my brother.
Everybody's good?
Yeah,
I'm doing well, my brother.
I didn't hear that voice out of heaven and shit. Nigga, where you at, man? Messenger, are you on? Okay, so... See, he doing shit. That's what he's doing right now. That's what he's doing. He's doing shit right now.
Watch this.
He gonna pull that Uncle Carson shit. As soon as he come back. Like, yeah, what happened? Yeah, I know what, okay. But anyway, you having technical difficulty. But here we go. Tonight, you know what? We're going to talk. I don't usually like talking about real shit, but tonight let's talk about COVID-19 and how it is affecting everyday shit, man. I mean, I'm not going to try to get medical with you. What I want to know is wearing mask, not wearing mask. Let me say this, and I was talking to my dog earlier about this. I think that this whole COVID-19 thing is way more government than it is medical. That's just me. Now, don't get me wrong. I got some new masks that I broke in today. So, you know, I mask up when I move from point A to point B. And then I'm there, I'm washing my hands. And don't get me wrong, I'm treating this shit like it's the serious shit that people think it is. But I don't know, man. I think that this got way more government in this shit than it has medical. And what's your thoughts on that, man?
Well,
what do you mean more government than medical? I don't understand what you mean.
It's more of a governmental conspiracy than it is an actual pandemic, is what I mean. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bullshitting
with
COVID-19. I
thought my daughters were the only ones into that. You're into that too?
No, I'm just saying. Go ahead, talk to me.
It's not a government conspiracy. What it is it's a lack of government that has made this worse. But it is a pandemic. People are dying every day. So it is medical.
Oh.
It's just the government hasn't stepped up to do what is right, because the country, that's one of the reasons we hire a president. We elect a president to lead us. And we just so happen to get somebody to lead us that can't see.
You're right.
And so something that could have been a flu is now a pandemic because we have no leadership, and we just like them niggas out in Egypt. We just walking around in circles.
We like Khalif.
That's what it is. Huh? That's what it is.
We like Khalif. We just don't know where the hell we going, man.
We don't know.
But my thing, and what I meant also was, I think that, again, government, media has taken this. And again, I don't really know how to explain this. Believe me when I tell you, I take this shit serious, but I just don't think on the real that it's on that level. It's that, you know what I'm
saying? Why
are
you blaming it? If it wasn't for the media, we would know how bad it is. You can't blame. What the hell are you blaming the media for?
I ain't blaming. I'm just saying. Let me ask you a question.
The government is good. It's right.
Okay. Well, let me
media.
Ask you. Hold on.
You don't do the message.
For the
you
time.
You don't kill the messenger.
for the number of deaths that we've had from COVID-19. I don't know this question, and I'm sure somebody going to look at it. Is that the most, is that the illness that has killed more people in that time span? In other words, what I'm saying, what if, and what if equal number of people have died from tuberculosis during the same time span? Do you get the picture that I'm trying to draw?
No, I don't.
For example, they said more people have died from this virus than I think in the than in the war.
Yeah, right. I heard that. No.
So
what we lost in the war? I mean, not the total. The Russians lost so much.
Yeah, like I said, you got to remember when we talk about war, we was whipping ass. So don't get me wrong. We were taking casualties, but we was doing most of the ass whipping. So when we say lost in war, every soul is precious, don't get me wrong. But because we was beating ass on that level, our losses were not equal to what, you know, other nations lost, have been. So I'm just saying, when we look at a number based on lost in war, hey, that's not a good measuring stick for me. But again,
I guess my take on this is comparing it to the other countries, we should not have been, the death toll should not even be as high as it is. To me, if we would have just wore masks, did the social distancing, shut down like the way the other countries did, I don't think we should have, our death toll shouldn't be as high as it is.
Thank you, beloved leader.
To even be comparing it to the Vietnam War, to say that our death toll now has surpassed that, we shouldn't even be looking at that these kind of numbers.
I mean, but I hear all that, and I do, again. I don't know how to. Sometimes this shit is hard to explain. But again, because
they're making it more political than anything, and it shouldn't be.
You know, I like looking at conspiracy shit, but I'm just saying, even when I look at this from a conspiracy angle, you know, what the fuck could be the end game? I mean, why would anybody do this? Except for, I don't know. Now, again, this is my own personal shit. I don't know. Maybe this was some shit that China had, and because we had a working relationship with China. Please listen to what I'm not saying. We decided we helped them with whatever field exercise they wanted, and this is the end result. I don't know. But all
saying this is some field exercise that went wrong?
I look at conspiracies. And, you know, try to formulate shit. Because I'm simply saying, for us to be the nation that we fucking are, the United States of America, we should have had this shit under control. And I know the man that's calling the major shots is the reason we don't. But for us to be a nation, we should have had this shit under control. And the fact that we don't, and the fact that countries who wish they could be us seem to be managing it and we can't, I mean, that's a sad ass message for me to digest. That's what the fuck I'm saying.
Hey, can I interject? This is Alvin. Hey, Kenny, interject something here. Let me interject something. You know that it can't not be something that is not real, and I'll tell you why. Because of the fact that the United States is not making any money on the cure, and no one's making any money on the cure. If this shit was fake, you understand what I'm saying? If this was something fake or something that someone had made up, they would have already figured out some way to have made some money on the medicine side of it. Right now, they're actually trying to create a vaccine for it, and then you're going to have the pharmaceutical companies bidding on who's going to get the first job, who's going to have the first vaccine, and that's when you're going to see the money being generated from it. That's when. So then you know, if that's the case, it just has to be something that's real. Think about it.
Now don't get me. Hold on. I'm not saying COVID ain't real. Oh hell no.
The whole
no, that's Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the COVID-19 virus, coronavirus ain't real. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just simply saying that I think that it's got a lot of a government spin on it to make it the pandemic that it is. That's what I'm saying.
Watch the price of how much that medicine is going to cost when it first comes out, and then you'll see what I'm talking about. They might be doing this to make the price of that medicine be that expensive. They might be doing that too. It's all going to go back to making money. Trust me when I tell you.
The money that these pharmaceutical companies is getting is from the taxpayers' money. They're being subsidized to get this medicine out. I don't think that we should worry so much about how much the damn companies are going to make in the immediate future. Down the road, maybe, I don't know. But the money that they're using for research is government money. This guy gave away over $3 billion. Gave 1.7 to one damn company.
Okay, one of the things in which we're failing to really understand the magnitude of, and that is that who we have in the White House, and I know people don't want to, well, Trump can't be everything, but yes, it is Trump. It's Trump in the White House, and in all major departments, he got his friends in there, his friends that don't know jack shit about nothing, and they're running this stuff. And so this is why we can't get it under control. This is why it's more of a pandemic. And just as everybody said, with regards to the money-making object of it, Trump is a money man. Trump went out and brought stock in this company that sells that bullshit stuff that he's always pitching. This is why he's pitching it, because he's trying to make his money. We got an asshole in office, and this is why we're dealing with every single – do you know he put this in Jared Kushner's hands? And Jared Kushner said, because when this first started going on, it was going on in the blue states. And Jared Kushner said, well, those aren't our people, so we don't give a damn. So the government did nothing.
And he figured the backlash, let the governors handle it. It'll fall on those states and let the governors deal with it. Until it spilled over into the red states.
Trump had the states bidding against each other, and what it was doing was going out and buying all the stuff up, then selling it to somebody else for them to sell to our governors at an even higher price. All Trump's been doing is making money. That bill that they just let go a little while ago, it was $500 billion that the Secretary of Treasury, he could dispense any way he want and not tell anybody nothing. $500 billion. He got to just give out to whoever he wanted.
I think what people are really missing here, Trump was pushing the ultimate message, telling people, don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. He wanted everything to stay open. And I mean, and that was really the biggest setback. And he wants to open up schools again.
You get somebody to drive a car that don't know how to drive, you feel like you're going to go off a cliff. We got a guy in office that knows nothing about. All he did was run Trump. And if you look at his record, everything he did, he ran it into the ground. Now, why do we not think he would run the United States in the ground, which he has done?
They don't make money on the illness. They make money on the cure. So that's why he's pushing it, so that way he can drive the market up with these companies. Every company that right now. There was a meeting that all these companies got together with, because my company that I work for, actually the president was actually there. The CEO was at his company. Every one of those companies right now, if you look at the stock market, they're doing very well right now, because that's what he did. he actually, every one of those companies that he had there that he knew during this pandemic were going to profit from it. I cannot tell you how much stock, when you look at the stock right now for certain companies that all have been was at that meeting. And most of them were also, a lot of them were those pharmaceutical companies. They were there supporting them. I probably the only ones not making anything right now is probably the Goya guy because all the Puerto Ricans are buying Goya. I'm being honest with you.
That goes back to what I said as far as Trump is a businessman. And honestly, he don't know what he's doing. And those real businessmen are is the ones that's really running and taking advantage of him. Because he thinks, because Trump don't know how to do nothing. Trump has not run one successful business. Nothing. All of those Trump towers, he don't own them. He just got licensing them right for his name. He don't own them.
Well, let me say this. If we're talking about, since we on 45 right now, that motherfucker, I mean, yo, I don't know, he got a beef with TikTok, man. Him and TikTok beefing like gangsters, man. But you know what he said? He said, yo, no, China can't make all that money. That TikTok app makes more money in the United States than anywhere else, and a U.S. company got to own it. What's your thoughts?
TikTok, yeah. You know why he's so pissed at TikTok? It ain't got nothing to do with money. He don't even want a United States company to buy it because I think the guy from the big guy
Microsoft.
I forgot his
name. Microsoft.
He wants to buy it. But you know why Trump got a problem with TikTok? Because people are going on there making a fool of him. And he want to shut it down. That's how petty he is. That's what's going on with TikTok.
He
don't want no American.
It's also owned by the Chinese government.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said China can't get all that money. That's not gonna happen. American company will own that.
They got it already.
Yeah. Huh?
They got it already. Supposedly about $175 million went to Chinese companies.
Well,
on stimulus.
I mean now. Yeah, man. We talking enterprise. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I remember growing up. Remember anybody else remember this? If you seen some shit that had made in China on it, you threw that shit away because you knew it was garbage. Tell me about a flip flop. Now made in China, you know that shit is 100% authentic, man. But I remember when made in China. Man, you didn't even want to come close to it.
Yeah,
nobody remember that but me?
No, I remember that was the bullshit.
Nobody around here that damn old.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I remember, bro.
All right, man. All right.
I remember.
Yeah, but shit. Yeah, but he got that with China and now let's talk about again a subject that's near and dear to my heart. All right, and that's that post office, man.
Oh, I was
right
going to
now,
ask you about
that. Hold on, man. Yeah, we got to talk about that tonight.
You about
right now? I mean, but again, talk about power moves. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't like the move, and the move is probably going to cost a lot of postal people their job. But 45 recognizes that it's real possible that we're going to end up doing mail-in ballots. So what did he do? He put the head of the Republican Donation Party or whatever party they got down in North Carolina, South Carolina. He is now our Postmaster General. Tell me about if I'm Trump, I'm going to own this whole system, man. Now, I got to tell you something. And when I say the new Postmaster General was his buddy, I mean, one of the top donors out of that state. So, and again, I say this and I say it reluctantly. Just because he supports Trump don't mean he going to throw away the post office, man. Now, let me say, it damn sure look like that. Yeah, it did look like that's where we're headed. But that don't mean that. But Trump is saying right now, post office can't even handle the mail-in ballots. And because I visit there every day, you should see the number of machines that are being taken out of postal service right now, making more machinery for packages. Now, when those ballots come through, they're not coming through on the packages. So what it appears is there could be, I mean, you know, again, normally in the post office, this kind of shit is forecasted years in advance. But right now, as they take away the machinery that process what a ballot would look like, they are setting up for not being able to process voting ballots if we go to a universal mail-in ballot. And I think that's messed up.
But I got a bigger question to ask you. With no overtime, my worry is that you guys
are going to stop. Wait a minute. You're going to stop cursing on my show, okay? We don't say the no overtime word. No, you're going to stop cursing on my show, man, all right?
Okay.
I'm just saying. Well, hold up now. Ladies and gentlemen of the audience, I want you to understand that he had a temporary moment. Okay, now I'm going to turn the mic back over to you, but we're going to ask that you keep the profanity down, sir.
No, you mean no overtime? My bad. I didn't know that. Anyway, I would think that a bigger worry is you guys will get pissed off and slow down the mail at a critical time. That's my worry. I'm against mail-in ballot. Forget about it. I'm totally against it because of the possibility.
I think the opposite due to the fact that there is a good portion of the black population and color. In that post office, and they see what's going on. They might not work 355 days a year, but something tells me.
There you go. We're going to get it out.
They know how to do it. They just don't do it.
Yeah. What? Hey, easy. Easy as we talk about my brothers and sisters in arms. But you know what? You're right. And let me tell you something. I think that the public is going to depend on the post office. And again, when you on center stage, you're going to perform. And I believe if we went with mail-in ballots, that we would get those ballots to their destination. Again, unless there are direct procedures in place that's going to hinder that from happening. Now, they being the agency, control transportation. So no matter how much mail we prepare, if the agency don't want that mail to go anywhere, I don't give a damn who you are. That mail ain't going anywhere.
Thank you.
You can prepare
it.
Yeah, you can prepare that shit.
I understand that, but I think this is what I think. That they think the people don't want to do it anyway, because they haven't been doing it. So if I put any kind of a roadblock in their way, I don't even think that they've gotten to that step. They just think if they make things rougher on you guys just gonna say, "Oh, the hell with it," and just do like you've been doing for the last 200 years.
No, hey, easy. The post, that's a proud
of you. Know that in New York.
No.
6 weeks after a primary, they are still counting the damn mail-in ballots.
But listen to me very carefully, folks. Yeah, I'm going to stand up for my brothers and sisters. No, that's a proud organization. And despite bad management, those folks in there get it done. I'm sorry. They go at it. I talk about them because I work with them.
When they want to, they go at it. I know.
Nah, they go at it, man.
That's why Amazon turned all his business over to y'all, because he know y'all do what you do. So that's what I'm saying. But Trump and his people think if they make things harder for you, because the post office has this reputation of not delivering the mail on time and all that stuff. So that's what they're banking on. But they ain't banking on realizing how much people want him out of office. I wouldn't be surprised if they put roadblocks up, them niggas ain't put their mail in their car and drop it off. Because people want him out of office. They see the games that are being played.
Well, listen, let me explain. He's out any damn way. But my, you see, my argument is that if I'm smart enough, I know, I look at a zip code, and I know what part of a city or a state that zip code comes from. And I'm going to see that that particular ballot is lost. Because I know, for instance, take a zip code that covers Harlem. I know those people probably are 80, 90% against me. I'm going to make sure that some of them damn things get misplaced or turn up late after the polls are closed. Most states, mail-in ballots have to be in before the polls close. I worked as a clerk in the district in a precinct down here for 10 years. And I know something about absentee and mail-in ballot. It's just another name. It used to be absentee ballot. Now it's mail-in.
Right,
same damn disease, just with a different name.
Yeah, but I say this, though. If they turn that over to the United States Post Office, and I speak for all postal employees when I tell you, that shit is going to get done. As long as they let us get it done. But again, if they stop transportation, they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that. I mean, again, and I'm hoping everybody's going to play fair. We're just looking at some imaginary shit.
That's an assumption we can't afford.
Well, I said once again, no, I prepare for the worst, and I expect the best. All right? I prepare for the worst, and I expect the best.
Okay. So, what worse did he do that the best turned out?
Nothing.
Good question.
Okay. But,
as I said,
but again,
the game shows, good question.
But again, let me tell you something. The people got him in office, and don't get me wrong. That was some bullshit because he didn't get the popular vote. But the people will get him out of office, man. And it's only going to be the people that do that because
I do believe that.
Yeah. Because no other way. I mean, and again, and I hate to end on a, sad Democratic note, but the only fucked up part about that whole thing is we have a candidate that is just better than Trump. Now, again, Joe Biden running against anybody else, he'll take his ass on home and sit down. But he going to get elected. Not because, again, he going to get elected because I think the attitude of the nation is it's got to be better than this bullshit we just came from. So, Joe, I hope you excuse me. I can't leave without touching this real quick. Everybody talking about he needs to have a black running mate. A female. I don't think that makes a difference. Real quick, what's your feelings?
It's got to be a black female. It has to be.
Why?
He needs the black vote. He
we
ain't going to get
it.
But it's,
listen, if we don't go out there and vote, he ain't going to win.
But we going to vote because we want Trump out. So we going to vote. And it don't matter if it's a black, white, as long as it's somebody that's truly trying to do right. That's all we want. We want an even playing field by any means necessary. A black woman, would she do her best? Yes, I believe she'd do everything in her power to try and do right. And that's why she ain't going to be there. Because, damn it, I can't have you right steady back talking to me, woman. And that's what would happen when he...
Oh, boy.
I don't know about all of that, but... I mean, it's a plus for me, but it's not a deal breaker. If it's not a black woman, it would be a plus, but it's not a deal breaker for me.
Let me clarify. What I meant by back talking is talking to him, not disrespectful, but letting him know that this is what we're trying to do here. This is the time. Joe want to take it nice and slow like he did the last 50 years. But a black woman would be like, no, this is the time. That's what I meant by that. No disrespect whatsoever.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you cleaned that up.
When a woman is assertive and speaks her mind, it's like she's back talking.
What I said was that she would be back talking to him, letting him know that this ain't what we was gonna do. This and not only would a woman do that, but
so
anybody.
What's the problem with that? Wrong, it, problem
wait a minute, hold on, slow down, hold up. Hold up, audience. What I'm saying, I think that the word back talking was just a bad word, but I understand what you mean.
It really was a bad word.
Being assertive, no. Saying, "Hey, wait a minute,
hey,
now we're moving too
slow." Hold on. Bad talking. What is
hold
bad,
on.
Back talking. That's a bad word.
No.
We all do it all the time. All of us.
Back talking.
Back talk. Why is that?
Really?
Handle that.
Don't we do that all the time?
Don't we do it all the damn time? What you talking about?
Back talking. Get him. Go get him.
I got a problem with that back talking thing.
Will somebody please answer my question?
Keep your pimp hands strong. Yeah, but hey, messenger, my brother, I understand what you mean, but I'm just saying, I think that maybe if we would have, back talking. That's what you said. Back talking. So back talking.
Co-producer, tell him you know that's some phony stuff.
What I'm saying. Go ahead, man.
Can I interject? Running her damn
word,
mouth. running her damn mouth.
Now you in trouble. Are in trouble.
Yeah, running a damn mouth. That's
what
it is right there.
Y'all know y'all wrong. Y'all wrong with that.
If I was by my baby sister right now, I would see like horns coming out of her head and shit.
I know.
Why
when a black woman is just a boss chick, she's assertive, intelligent, articulate, and know how to handle her business, She back talks or runs her damn mouth. Why is that?
It's full of lip. You right?
Why is that?
Men can't handle it. That's why it is. Some of them can't handle it.
They need to get it together with that.
But a brother who's secure in himself and know who he is can accept
you
it, as the messenger put it.
First, everybody trying to walk around here being politically correct. You taking out of context because we all back talk every day, and I don't
yes,
have a
do.
Problem with
yes,
somebody
we do.
Back-talk. I don't have a problem with somebody back talking, especially if they back talking and put me in my place. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
You said put you in your place.
Why can't it just be
doing your place?
Why can't it just be she's giving her opinion?
Because they don't see it that way.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
You're the only one that counts.
Wow. Time out. Here we go. Listen. What I'd like to say is if he did choose a black woman, who would we recommend that he choose?
One that ain't going back.
Stacey Abrams is good. Val Demings, Kamala Harris. There's a few of them that are good.
You think
Kamala Harris? What is Kamala Harris?
No,
did. Man. Kamala Harris
no.
did nothing.
No.
I personally like Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams, I'm down. And I'm down with Abram back talking, Joe. Old ass man, Joe. Come here, Joe. Come here, old slippery Joe. I ain't got a problem with her. Back talking.
You ain't
got
nothing to go, man.
I honestly think Kamala would be good at attorney general.
I think that it has to be somebody that's probably going to run for president after this election, after this term.
Yeah.
Think about that. Because.
Yeah.
If you're gonna look at somebody like could she run for president? If he get somebody
that's why
president
I think it
now,
really needs to be. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Could it be somebody that he gets right now that could run for president in the future?
Well, that's who it's going to be. That's who.
Well,
I don't know.
That's why I personally like Elizabeth Warren. Real talk. I like Elizabeth Warren.
So he can't deal with Elizabeth because Elizabeth gonna backtalk his ass.
Yeah, right.
And in a good way. I know. I love Elizabeth because I think Elizabeth would make a great change in this country.
I just like the work that she's already done. The work that she's already done. Elizabeth,
that
is.
Hey, but listen, Harris
hasn't done much of anything.
That's going to bring our podcast to a close this evening. But I want to say to the audience, don't backtalk and please stay in your place. But hey, listen, this is co-producer.
I'm telling mommy and you, messenger.
There we go. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, but wait a minute. I got 1 minute and 15 seconds. We got a blast from the past who decided to show his ass up tonight. Yo, baby, bro, talk to me. How you doing out there, man?
I'm late to the party, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're talking about Terminators taking over the post office machines.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
I don't know what's going on, man. About a female running for president or vice president?
They're talking about women talking back. They're living in the Stone Ages, bro.
Well, like my man just said, let us all say the Pimp's Prayer. The backhand will clear all that up.
Okay.
This pimp.
See, that's what you get when you go to Baby Bro. Hey, but listen, this is co-producer.
Why are we so against back talking when we all do it? Why are we so against it? Why am I in the Stone Age? I ain't letting that go. Why is it got to be considered a bad thing? Why?
It's not a bad thing.
Somebody call mommy, please.
But you guys like to put the label on black women, and I don't know why.
But listen,
because that's what y'all do.
Hey, Greta, this is co-producer for the Attic, and we thank you for joining us.
Y'all want somebody to obey y'all? That's why.
I got daughters that do it regularly.
Hey, you know what?
You raise independent women that think for themselves. You did a great job.
That's right.
That's the crap
Congrats.
They keep telling me.
You did an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, black women.
Toodles to you.
Black
you
women all
job.
Over the world. All women
hey,
all
I
over
ain't
the back world.
Talking to you, but I agree with you.
Love and respect.
I know it.
Let's say goodnight, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
The relationship strong.
I can't talk. I'll be back talking if I say goodnight. I can't talk. I got permission.
Go back talk. Give me your opinion on us leaving.
Messenger, you started.